Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Pray Different Podcast. We with the Pray Different Podcast. Brought to you by yours truly, That Girl and a Bag of Chips, where you get to see the raw and real ins and outs of a woman after Christ's heart. I'm Nicole Adiela, fearfully and wonderfully made in God's eyes. Hey, y'all. Hey. Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited for this episode. I just want to start us off with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you for waking us up this morning and granting us the grace to receive the beautiful breath of Yahweh, the everlasting breath of Yahweh, Lord Jesus. Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the day that is to come or the day that has already gone, Lord Jesus. We just thank you for our life in and of itself. We thank you for our family, our friends, Father God, the substance to eat, Lord Jesus, the clothes to put on our backs, Lord Jesus, and whatever we have, Father God, we just give you thanks, whether it be big or small, whether we have or we don't, Lord Jesus, you know exactly what we need, Father God. Lord Jesus, you bless the birds with food, Lord Jesus. How much more do you love me, Lord? Father God, I bless your name and I ask that you enter into this place, Lord. I pray that you speak through me, Lord Jesus, to me and to the people under the sound of my voice. Father God, I pray that you take all the glory and total control over this, for this is your platform, Lord. Father God, I bless and praise your name and give you all the glory and adoration. For in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. So we are going to dive straight in. And I know you're probably wondering, what do you mean by prepare the way? If you know anything about prepare the way, you're probably going to be thinking about John the Baptist. And you are correct for thinking that way, because we are going to be talking about our dear brother, John the Baptist. Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to read from Isaiah chapter 40, verse 3 through 5, and I'm reading it in King James Version. Okay, verse 3 says, Isaiah 40, chapter 40, verse 3, a voice of one crying out, prepare the way of the Lord in the wilderness. Make a straight highway for our God in the desert. Verse 4 says, every valley will be lifted up, and every mountain and hill will be leveled. The uneven ground will become smooth, and the rough places a plain. Verse 5 says, and the glory of the Lord will appear, and all humanity together will see it. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. And so I just was really stuck on verse 3. And I feel like there's so much to unpack in verse 3 that we may have skipped or we don't even see as meaty as it actually is. And so today I was just dissecting it. And I really feel like this episode is going to be a little bit different because I feel like we're diving into scripture a little more. We always get into scripture, but I feel like this one is more of like a study of it. And it's also going to be a reality check for not only you, but for me as well, because I've been in a place of dry season where I've not been wanting to pray or read the Bible, but it takes discipline to push through that because I know that although my flesh does not want to, although that I do not feel physically anything different, my spirit has been enlightened. My spirit has been edified. My spirit is strengthened by the reading of the word, by the connection that I gain with my Father through prayer. So it's just extremely important to continue in those dry seasons, but I just felt so disconnected in this season. And scripture says that the love of many will wax cold in the end times. But we thank God for the Holy Spirit that is encouraging and convicting me to give birth to purpose. And the reason I say birth to purpose is because we are in the 9th month of the year. Normally, when a woman is pregnant, the 9th month is when she gives birth. And I have been feeling all the growing pains of this purpose. I don't know what God is calling me to do, but I'm starting to get little ideas and he's starting to help me piece things together. But the growing pains, the back pains, the stomach pains, the the cravings that I've been getting. And I definitely am seeing that there's so much pushback because of the purpose that is going to be birthed in this here coming season. It is time. So we are going to do a Bible study dissection. And I pray that you are edified in this. I pray that you see the Lord in this, and I pray that the Holy Spirit convicts you in any way deemed necessary. So we're just going to dissect Isaiah 40, chapter 40, verse 3, and it's going to make more understanding for verse 4 and 5, and it's also going to be a good reality check for you. So now I'm going to read Isaiah 40, verse 3 once again. This time I'm reading it in CSB version, and it says, "The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God." And so when I started to dissect this, I was like, okay, voice of the one. So I focused on that, and I heard messenger of the Lord. And in the wilderness, it's any barren place, a place that lacks life or the Lord, because where the Lord is, there is life. And that means damned hearts or barren lands or households that have been cursed or that are under the spell of the world, that have not seen the light of the Lord. So what is the way of the Lord? Well, it's removing all the obstacles that hinder God's children from receiving the gift of God's love, grace, mercy, and kindness in eternal salvation. So the biggest gift we can ever receive is eternal salvation. And through that, we can get God's love, grace, mercy, and kindness. And that is by the life, death, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus Christ. And I want people to really realize that it's not just the death and resurrection of Christ. He lived so that he can die and then resurrect again. And for the Holy Spirit to come and dwell with us, he had to ascend. So every single stage of Jesus was extremely necessary. The 33 years he lived before he died, the resurrection, just to show forth the power and the glory of our God, to shame the enemy. The Bible says that he shamed shame because he understood the joy that was to come in giving us eternal salvation through his life, death, resurrection, and ascension. And then he had to ascend so that the Holy Spirit can descend and dwell with us. Like, it's just the gift that keeps on giving. I really just want you to focus on how gracious our God is. The way of the Lord is to remove the obstacles so that we can receive eternal salvation. That just shows forth his character. Like, he's good, he's gracious, he's faithful, and he wants us to have relationship with him. He wants us to bring people in so that when we go to the house of the Lord, when we go to heaven, we are rejoicing with a multitude of people. He wants us to save as many people as we can through surrendering to him and allowing him to use us in sharing the gospel in whatever capacity that may mean for the person in that time. Wow. Well, how do we prepare the way? Well, we're going to read Psalm chapter 19, verse 7 through 9. And I'm going to read it from the CSB version. And it says, I'm going to read it from the CSB version, and it says, Psalm chapter 19, verse 7 says, "The instruction of the Lord is perfect, renewing one's life. The testimony of the Lord is trustworthy, making the inexperienced wise." Verse 8 says, "The precepts of the Lord are right, making the heart glad. The command of the Lord is radiant, making the eyes light up." Verse 9 says, "The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are reliable and altogether righteous." Following the instruction of the Lord is already in it of itself perfection, and it helps convert your soul. And through converting your soul, you get to see the goodness of God, and the testimony of the Lord is trustworthy, and it helps the inexperienced to gain wisdom. The statutes of the Lord are right, they're just, and it makes our heart glad. We can be rest assured. The commandment of the Lord is pure, It's radiant. It's enlightening to our eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, is pure, and endures forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. We have so much assurance in Christ just off of that scripture. So preparing the way, we need to follow the law of the Lord. The benefits are not only for us alone, but for the lost souls that need to be returned to the Lord so that the kingdom of heaven can come and rejoice. Psalm 103 says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." Blessing the Lord is pleasing him. Hey, come on. And from what I can recall from my Bible, Hebrews 11:6 tells us that without faith, it's impossible to please God. But whoa, what even is faith? But that same Hebrews 11, it gives us an idea as to what faith is. And I want to read that from the Amplified Version because I just feel like it really breaks it down to the point that we really need. And it says, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 says, "Now faith is the assurance, the title, the confirmation of things hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen. Also, the conviction of their reality." Faith comprehends as fact what cannot be experienced by the physical sense. And that's why our Bible also tells us Proverbs 3:5 says to lean not on our own understanding. It won't make sense. We don't know the end before the beginning. We are not inherently good. We are born into sin, which is reproach against God. We need the Lord in order for all things good to take place in our lives. Amen. 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 My God, you have to trust and surrender enough to know that he is God. Wow. Because faith, there's a belief. You can believe, but the faith helps you to act on it. My God. Faith feeds off of belief. Pleasing God is fed off of your faith. You need to be walking in a lifestyle of my God can. My God will. He has promised me all these things. Although it seems like all things are working against me, I know they're working for my good because I love God. I have a relationship with God. I know his word. I'm sensitive enough to the spirit because I have been in my word. I've been in my prayer closet. I've been focusing on my relationship with Christ so he can transform me from the inside out, the renewal of my mind. As he shows his character, your faith increases. So how's your faith been lately? Have you been so surrendered to Christ that you are in the word seeking his character? Or have you been so lazy with your relationship because you've been in a trying time? That's the time to press in all the more. When you feel like you don't want to do it, do it. Check your faith. Check your faith. It's not just for you. It's not just for you. But it can lead to the salvation of a lost soul. I'm going to share a story about a time where I was at work and the Holy Spirit was like, my heart was tugging. Pray for your coworker. This is your first time interacting with her. I want you to pray for her. Ooh, I was like, Lord, I don't want to do that. I do not want to do that. So I was like, Then my mouth just opened and I said, coworker. I said their name. I said, coworker, can I pray for you? My coworker said, oh, yes, 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 yes. And the Holy Spirit started to minister through me. He started having me pray for a situation she was going through without knowing that she was going through that situation. As I opened my eyes after the prayer, she asked me, how did you know? And I just had to direct her back to the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. He knew and he used me. He wants you to get closer to him. He wants you to read your Bible. He wants you to develop a relationship. And it's not so all these things can go away, but so you can have comfort in the trials, so that you can have comfort in all the weariness that the world can bring. because you know that all things will work out for you because you love the Lord. Obedience comes from instruction, and you can only adhere if you are sensitive enough to the Spirit. Only way to discern is through meditation of the word day and night. Not only meditation of the word day and night, because this is an and. Like, you need both. You need meditation of the word day and night, and you need relationship. Because if you don't have relationship, you will lean on your own understanding when it comes to reading the word. You need relationship to invite the Holy Spirit in to take control and give you heavenly revelation, to give you heavenly wisdom about what this means, how you can apply it to your life to bring God glory. So check your faith. It's hard right now. But you can turn to the one who made all things good when you couldn't see a way out of that. I was driving to work this morning. There should have been no traffic. Baby, when I tell you the traffic was, I was braking hard. There wasn't even going. It was just brake. Like, we were just at a standstill for a little bit. And I'm just wondering, like, I found myself starting to get irritated. And I'm like, calm down. Because you never know what's ahead over there. That could have been for you. That could have been for somebody who couldn't have survived what was happening up there. You just don't know. So I was like, okay. I started to thank God, even though I didn't really feel like it. I still was like, well, Lord, I thank you for this traffic. I had to say that out loud specifically. Doesn't that sound crazy? But I had the faith for it. Lord, I thank you for this traffic. When I tell you, when I got to see what we had traffic for, I almost felt like I almost started crying. I had to start praying for the people because there was a 3-car collision, not just a tap. It was a collision. I couldn't see anybody who was involved in it. I just saw pieces of car everywhere. I saw tow trucks, plural. I saw policemen. I saw fire trucks. The cars were smashed, total, done, through, cook, wrap. I had to start praying for them. And then also another thing, you need to step outside of yourself. Don't look at situations, bad situations happening to other people and not see them with the lens of the Lord. You need to ask God, can you show me how to love people the way you love them? Because it will cause you to want to act in obedience. When he's asking you to do these things, when you're seeing things and you want to pray for somebody, your faith will become so radical because you see people the way Christ sees them. I feel like that's what really helped me in my boldness and my courage. I stopped caring about what other people thought because I wanted to see them how God sees them. And so if I was so shy to not step out on faith, I might not have been able to minister to them, to sow a seed, to even water the seed that was already there. Check your faith. My God. God, you're so good. You are so good. He just talked to me through me. And he does it every episode. And I say it every episode. I know y'all tired of hearing it. I just like... I came home today and I was like, okay, I'm going to record this episode. I started to get everything together and it was like I didn't just study this today. I was so lost. But the Lord will redirect your steps. He orders our steps every single time. You just got to go on a date with him. Watch him order your steps. You see what I did there? You know, when you go out on a date, you order some, he orders some, you feel me? I know, that was pretty clever, but I did not come up with that. I don't know who came up with it, but I saw it on Threads. And another thing, I actually really love Threads as well. I feel like it's like a believer's Twitter. And I don't know if it's the people that I follow, but my whole thing is just edifying. Some of it, like, it makes my discernment go off. So it's just like, it really show forth the Holy Spirit in my life and in the lives of others. And it really just helps the whole community. I really love Threads. I recommend it. Yeah. But y'all, thank you so much for tuning in. I just want to pray us out really quick. Heavenly Father, I thank you for coming in and having your way like you always do. That's how I know that this is a platform that you gave me to allow you to minister through me, because you never cease to amaze me. Like, no episode has ever been bogus. You have had your way every single time. And I just thank you. I adore you. I praise you. I give you all the glory, all the adoration. You reign on high, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Alpha and Omega, beginning and end. The one who knows the end before the beginning. The one who is perfect in all ways, that is holy. Lord Jesus, I thank you for your obedience in life, death, resurrection, and ascension to God our Father. Because through that, we have a promise, we have a hope of eternal salvation, as long as we keep our eyes focused on his kingdom and his righteousness, and everything else will be added onto us. Father God, we bless your name. We thank you, and we ask that you never leave us, Lord Jesus. We pray that you continue to order our steps, Father God, to guide, guard, and protect us, Lord Jesus, to make sure our hearts are fixed on you, our minds are fixed on you, Lord Jesus, even when we don't feel like it. Help us to lean into the Holy Spirit that is encouraging us to do not for ourselves, but for others, to bring glory to your name, Lord Jesus. We are merely vessels to bring you glory. Lord, I bless and honor your name, and I just ask that you help our faith to increase. I pray that you increase our faith, Lord Jesus, and in any area that we are feeling unbelief, Lord Jesus, help our unbelief in surrender, in trust, in our situations, in our prayer points. Father God, whatever it is, help us in the mighty name of Jesus. You are our helper. Father God, we honor you. We thank you. We bow before you. We bless your name, for in Jesus' mighty, matchless, honorable, unfailing name, we pray. Amen. Oh, God is so worthy. God is so worthy. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Thank you guys so much for your patience. If you feel like you are not growing in patience, you are. Because I know y'all be waiting for these episodes and they don't be coming out how fast you want them to come out. So I just thank God for the growth of your fruit of patience. But yeah, thank y'all so much for tuning in. I love y'all with the love of Christ. Love other people with the love of Christ, no matter how much they just hit that nerve. Smile and bless them as the Lord blesses you. Because he is gracious, he is merciful. His mercies are new every morning, and his grace is sufficient for us day in and day out. Hallelujah. Love y'all so much.